The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD, is patient Daisy Diaz Granados, first name Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y, last name Diaz, capital D-I-A-Z, space, capital G-R-A-N-A-D-O-S. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, cardiac care associates, letterhead file, EST, space, Diaz Granados, space, D. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 7-18-22, referring physician, Michelle Messiano, NP, performing physician, Sharon Armeza, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 58-year-old female with abnormal ECG, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, anterior, lateral, and inferior STT wave changes, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 100 over 70, baseline heart rate, 80 beats per minute, new paragraph, correction where it says clinical history, 58-year-old female with abnormal ECG, make that with history of hypertension and abnormal ECG, and then where it has blood pressure, baseline blood pressure, 100 over 70, put parentheses amlodipine, 5 milligrams, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams. To continue where I was, the patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 138, parentheses, 85% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150 over 60 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 207.00, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period and a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea, peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 minutes. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress period. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise, suggesting being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. Patient had a final blood pressure 104 of 74 and a heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test. 85% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the presence of baseline STT wave changes. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comma, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. Period, the patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 4, where it says the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, add the phrase, with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. And then 5 was there's no significant arrhythmia as noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.